Welcome to the Belly Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys with us today. Got a big show, lots of things coming up. Got Rob Dreesline from the Outdoor News.
He's way cooler than us, right?
Yeah, way cooler. He called me and said, what are you doing? I want you on my show. And I said, well, I'll go to your show if you do mine.
Gotcha.
So worked out great. Kind of some odd news coming out of Wisconsin. We're talking about deer and populations. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. Hang tight. We're Belly Outdoors right after this. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference. How's it going, Ava?
It's going good. It's a little empty in here this week.
It's donless. It's donless once again. We're virtually going to fly through this show like a hot knife through butter.
Yep. It's just going to
slide. Just
people aren't even going to know what hit them.
As I go, she gone. That's how that rolls. Speaking of she gone, this is, I don't know. A lot of, depending on what week you want to pick, we got the winter, she gone, and now I'm looking at the forecast. Spring, she gone, we're back to winter. I mean, looking at what the forecast is. And
I don't even know what's happening anymore. I'm just along for the ride.
Pretty crazy. We had some rain earlier midweek, and 900 mile an hour winds and everything
else. I must have missed the rain because all of a sudden it was wet.
Yeah.
Outside. Did it last long?
It rained overnight, pretty much everywhere in the Twin City area, at least. Big band of showers came through. And
Just like I walked outside one day and it was wet.
Well, I'll tell you.
What happened?
So, and this is the crazy thing. So if we thought the ice was bad, get a 55 degree rain on top of it.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
And then get wind, which makes it even worse because it's going to create much more chance for the evaporation aspect of it. So,
you know, I feel bad for all the ice fishing contests. They're still happening.
Some are.
Well, on dry land, there's just no fishing. So people can, people can come out and have breakfast and still raise money for the good causes that even though you're not fishing, you can still have a good time.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
you know, they canceled the Maple Lake Ice Fishing Derby. That's gone.
Oh. Canceled. They're still having it in Lake City.
They
on dry land.
Yeah. Pepin's open, isn't it? You drive by it, don't you? Is Pepin open right now?
No.
No, you don't drive by it or
no, it's frozen.
Okay. And here's the crazy part. So Pepin was open on the 11th. It was wide open. I just pulled the story up. It was open at 11 on the 11th, right?
Of January. Okay, I was going to say,
January 11th.
We haven't even gotten to the 11th yet.
And then we had that cold snap, and then it froze over.
Yeah.
And now we're going.
It's probably not going to last.
No.
But right now it's frozen, yeah.
Which, with the wind and everything else, who knows what's going to do.
I'm only at like the mouth of it, so I don't know, like down by Wabasha and stuff.
No, down there.
You know what I mean?
I'm just talking about at the lake in Pepin, where it's kind of like the
where all the boats are.
Where all the would be hopefully.
Yeah.
But I mean, everybody spring fishing generally is upriver. It's unheard of to have anything down this nape of the woods, neck of the way, down to Pepin, the lake side of it. So
no, I just saw motorcycles. Motorcycles were out on the road.
Yeah, and then it's going to be a rude awakening coming this week. Overnights are back to 15, and you know how that goes. Yikes. But So, yeah, kind of a mixed bag, as they say.
It is.
You never know what you're going to get, like a box of chocolates,
mm-hmm.
pretty much. Speaking of box of chocolates, Wisconsin's had a lot of controversy going on with deer hunt, as well as baiting deer. Baiting deer has been out because
it's just not a good idea.
The CWD,
yeah.
Right? It's just, it's been a law. You can't do it. And of course, last week we had the story about the person that put the rodent killer next to the bait pile so that it would.
Yeah, that was a good idea.
You can't fix stupid. It's gotten to the point where, listen to this story. There's an bill attempting to address Wisconsin's dwindling deer population. A group of lawmakers introduced a bill that would prohibit hunters from killing antlerless deer in northern Minnesota for several years in an attempt to preserve does and regrow the region's herd. Hunters in the state's northern forest hunting zone have complained for years the number of deer roaming the landscape has been dwindling. The zone includes roughly a third of the north part of the state, which is, that's a chunk.
Mm-hmm.
Hunters in that particular area across the zone killed 14.7% fewer bucks in that particular year in the 9-day gun season compared to the 5-year average. The doe harvest in that zone was down 27%. That's a healthy number to be down. Normally, it's not an issue. And again, that's the 5-year average. A lot of people in DNR have blamed harsh 2023 winter for the reduced numbers because it was a lot of snow, and that does cause some big problems. They're looking at having the bill that would be prohibiting killing antlerless deer in the northern zone for 4 years, preserve as many does as possible, hope they'll reproduce, bolster the region's population, and give hunters more opportunities in the future. We want future generations to enjoy the traditions of hunting in northern Wisconsin. This bill is a good start to make that happen. What I find is how you can have such a volatile season and say that that's what caused it. And I'm curious if it was that devastating a winter that it killed off that many deer that they need to do this. In other words, and again, I'm not trying to be skeptical, but I'm going to throw it out there. Is it management practices that are at question, or is it truly a weather related,
and habitat too. I mean,
yeah, but up there it's you know,
that doesn't necessarily change all the time, but it's
no,
still.
and that's the thing that didn't change overnight up there too. So that's kind of the question that comes to mind, as in lakes that have mismanagement or a lack of appropriate management for the population and the habitat that they have. So, you know, you never really know what is next. So, well. We can all guess at it, right?
Right. I mean, I don't have
there's
words.
There's no crystal ball. But one of the things that's key here is there's a lot of science that goes behind this, and there's absolutely no reason why more science hasn't come out to this and created a different story for these guys. So tell you what, stay tuned. We'll be right back with Rob Driesline, cool stories, and more right after this.